I want to thank all of you for coming to this service this afternoon in recognition of Veterans Day. I also want to thank the Maryland Honor Guard and to thank the three speakers that we have today, Professor Jaden from the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources, one of our current students, Paul Flynn, former Staff Sergeant in the Air Force, and one of our most distinguished alumni, Brigadier General Cowdrey from the United States Marine Corps, who drove all the way up from Hampton Roads, Virginia, to be with us today. It is very fitting that we gather today to recognize and to honor those who have served our country and do it in this beautiful memorial chapel, which was originally a memorial for veterans of World War I, World War II, constructed in 1952. And I think it's particularly poignant that we gather here today, 2010, when our men and women enlisted in the armed forces are in harm's way in many places around the world. We want to recognize your service, and we are very proud that we have some 1,300 veterans on this campus, among our faculty, our staff, and our students. For those of you who are serving or who have served, you exemplify service, commitment, honor, and discipline. And you bring experiences and perspectives that enrich all of us at this university. You are not only models for these important values, you are also important carriers of history. Understanding the history of our armed forces and how they have defended the values of this country abroad brings insight into the present. We're grateful that you're here today, and we're grateful that three of them will be here to share their experiences on how those experiences may help us navigate the present. President John F. Kennedy once said, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not expressed by words, but by action." I'm pleased to say that this campus honors our veterans, not only by words, but by action. We have a number of groups that are here to support our veterans. The Veterans Services Task Force, the Veterans Programs Office, the TERP Vets, and they're supporting them in many different ways. But I'm extremely pleased and honored to mention two or three recent developments. The first is the award from the U.S. Department of Education last September, just a couple months ago, a very large grant to establish a Center of Excellence for Veteran Student Success. This is a center that will support the personal, the academic, and the professional success of our veterans. And I want to thank the Division of Student Affairs for contributing to the securing of this very important grant to provide a very needed service to our veterans. I'm also thrilled to announce, as you may have heard today, because that announcement went out today, that another distinguished alumnus of this university, Gordon England, former Secretary of the Navy, former Deputy Secretary of Defense, has made an extraordinarily generous gift to establish a veteran center in the Cole Student Activities Building. This center will assist veterans to make a smooth transition to the university by providing a space for mentoring, for studying, for leadership activities, and for career assistance. And we have renovated the Vietnam Vets Memorial on the south lawn of the chapel, and that is one more indication of our pride in our veterans. So we are extremely proud of our veterans, and you will soon hear from three University of Maryland veterans, a current student, a faculty member, and this distinguished alumnus. These three together have served the nation with honor in Vietnam, Korea, China, Iraq, Japan, Lebanon, Indonesia, the former Soviet Union, and the Indian Ocean. Imagine that. Three people, nine countries, that is impact, that is service. Thank you.